from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1. The Sports Animal.
I-75 at Callahan, the intersection of selection. Sun officially risen here in North Knoxville. You can find us here at Rusty Wallace Honda. You can stop by throughout the weekend and you can help us fight to find a cure for cancer. A portion of every vehicle sold this week going to be going to the American Cancer Society. I'm glad to see Chad Campbell is teaming up with the American Cancer Society, as I have during my Real Men Wear Pink promotion and campaign and memory of my stepmother. These are two separate promotions, them, but everything, as I mentioned, all donating to go back to the American Cancer Society. And it's awesome to be able to go out and meet a lot of listeners, see them wearing their pink, whether it's somebody who's currently fighting the disease or somebody who has, in memory, have succumbed to the disease or somebody who has officially won their battle with cancer. So the fact that Chad and his team here at Rusty Wallace Honda, not only helping you get into that next vehicle, but help out some that are fighting out there today. Will, I can't thank them enough for that. Great, great, solid stuff here.
Yeah, fantastic people at Rusty Wallace Honda. Right now, new Honda starting as low as $149 per month, and you receive up to $5,000 off Kelley Blue Book for your trade-in. They've got enormous selection. Nearly 400 new Hondas and the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the entire area. Stop by here. If you ever hear us talking about a Rusty Wallace Honda, but you can get, like, again, new Hondas starting at $149 a month. That's not picked over or lost leaders or they got one or two or there's nothing like that. I mean, they have acres upon acres of brand new Honda vehicles and fantastic trade-ins that they always have for you at Rusty Wallace Honda. You'll love the people. You'll love the service that they give you at Rusty Wallace Honda as well.
It's time to play the game. Simple and to the point. Let's roll.
It's time to play the game.
And this is where we ask for two callers at 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Will West, it's time to play the game, but at 8:10, you know what it's time for as well. It's bow time, baby.
It is bow time.
Your chance to score $25 from our friends at Bojangles. And today, you get a chance to score that Bojangles gift card as we play Sports Jeopardy. For nearly 40 years, Bojangles has served the South with its perfectly seasoned chicken, made-from-scratch biscuits, and signature fixins, as well as other regional favorites. You can find a location near you, Bojangles.com. Will West, 811. It is bow time. How do you play Sports Jeopardy?
Here's how you play Sports Jeopardy. You will get a 100-point question, a 200-point question, and then a final Jeopardy question where you can wager the points that you have earned so far. Winner at the end of the show, or winner at the end of the segment, is going to be the contestant that has the most points when it's all said and done.
All right, Eric Kane, we need one. We need two contestants. If you wouldn't mind, let us know who's going to be playing the game with us today here on TSL.
All right, so the front runner coming in this morning is a guy by the name of Eric, strong name, spelled with a C as well. And so we have Eric and Andy. Eric and Andy.
All right, we'll bring Eric in first, seeing that you're playing favorites here on TSL. Eric, you get to decide who's going to be giving you your Sports Jeopardy questions today. Will it be me, Tyler, or will it be Will?
It's going to be Tyler.
All right, that means Andy, hold tight. Will will have your questions for you coming up momentarily. Eric, you're actually in luck today because I'm feeling friendly. Today's a multiple choice. Today's a multiple choice Sports Jeopardy. So all three of your questions, including your bonus, are going to be multiple choice. Here's your 100-point question. The Houston Astros are one win away from their first World Series appearance since 2017. Eric, who did the Astros defeat that season, 2017, in the Fall Classic? Was it the Dodgers? Was it the Cubs? Was it the Cardinals?
I'm going to go Cubs.
Unfortunately, it was the Dodgers.
Nah.
Will West gave me that look as soon as he heard the question.
I was not happy about that. It's like he just personally, I was offended.
All right, Eric, stand by. Multiple choice for your 200-point question. As of today, this morning, how many undefeated teams are currently ranked in the AP Top 25? So if you pulled up the AP Top 25, how many of those 25 teams would be undefeated? 8, 10, or 12?
I don't know that one. I'm going to just have to go in the middle with 10.
You know what? I would have done the same thing and gone in the middle of the 10, but this is actually pretty astonishing. 12 of the 25 teams right now in the AP Top 25, Eric, are undefeated. You get 100 bonus points for the bonus round, so hold tight, Eric. Let's bring Andy into the fold. Andy, say hello to Will
West. Andy, let's get this boat. What's up, Will? Let's get this ship. Let's put this schooner out on the ocean and get this W. You ready for this?
Whatever, dude.
All right, so your category today, college football. College football. Okay, your 100-point question. A new report says this Pac-12 school coached by Chip Kelly has had 63 players leave in the last two seasons. Pac-12 school coached by Chip Kelly has had 63 players leave in the last two seasons.
That would be the UCLA Bruins.
There you go, 100 points for Andy. 200-point question. Chuba Hubbard from this Big 12 school currently leads the nation in running. Chuba Hubbard from this Big 12 school currently leads the nation in rushing.
That's a good question. I'm just going to throw it out there and say Baylor.
It is Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State. So hang on the line, Andy. You've got 100 points, and everybody gets 100 points added for their final Jeopardy question. So that means Eric has 100 points. Andy has 200 points. Tyler Ivins, you want to do the honors?
Eric, I have a feeling you're just going to go all in here with your 100 points, so we'll just get to the question. Which SEC East team, which SEC East team has scored the most total points this season? Missouri, Florida, or Georgia? Think about this one, Eric. Which SEC East team has scored the most total points this year? Missouri, Florida, or Georgia?
I'm going to go with Missouri.
You're darn right you are, because it is Missouri.
Yeah.
233 total points to Georgia's 231. It's close. That gives you 200 points. Now you put the pressure on Andy. Hold tight there, Eric.
All right, Andy, here you go. Are you ready for this? I'm assuming you're – look, if you even bid 1 point, you're going to be able to get this win here. So let's just if you get the question, you're the winner. You win the $25 gift certificate to Bojangles. If you miss the question, you are the loser. Are you ready for it, Andy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anthony Gordon from this Air Raid Pac-12 school leads the nation in passing yards. He replaced Garner Minshew, who finished second in the nation last year.
That will be the Cougars from Washington State.
Yeah, congratulations, Andy. It's about the W's, Tyler Ivins, W's.
Eric, I really thought I was doing you a justice this year, or service, and giving you justice by giving you a little bit of multiple choice love, but obviously it didn't pay off.
I think it's just Andy's a strong player, man. What do you do?
I think
sometimes you're up. Look, the Yankees are a good baseball team. They're up against the buzzsaw of the Houston Astros. Andy, hang on the line. We will get that Bojangles gift card to you directly after Eric Kane does his update coming up in just a second.
How many Bo-Berry biscuits can you buy with a $25 gift card?
I bet Andy finds out.
Not enough.
Yeah,
that's the answer. Not enough. But you can get plenty to get full, but still not enough.
Yeah, that's the chicken biscuits are fantastic too at Bojangles.
I'm not ignorant to the fact that a lot of people listen to our program. Listen to me over here.
Let's brag a little bit here on a Friday morning.
Our ratings are really awesome, and we're incredibly good looking. But other than that,
I'm just letting you know,
goes well with radio.
our attractiveness only is second to our humility.
You know, I'm over here trying to be modest, but you say a lot of things on our program that makes our listeners laugh and personal friends laugh. But last night when we were trying to figure out somewhere to hang our hats for a couple hours, one of my buddies just goes, I mean, we can go to a Bojangles nearby so we can get some Bo-Berry biscuits.
Bo-Berry biscuits.
You can take him to Will West tomorrow morning for him to do some Bo-Berry biscuits. Listen, I'm just saying, you say funny things that people then try to replicate whenever I get together with them hours later. I'm just letting you know, people find you funny. That's your compliment for a friend.
I appreciate that. People, and that's what I appreciate about them.
Thank you, Squirrely Dan, as we move on. You, apparently, the Letterkenny review,
the season, the first four episodes, the last first three are kind of, they're trying to do something different. The last three kind of gets back to what they do, and it works really well.
All right, we come back on the other side before we get the start pitch cut. Chad Campbell, we're looking for him to join us in the next couple of minutes here, I-75 at Callahan. We're at Rusty Wallace Honda. Eric Kane's got our next Tennessee Lottery Sports Update.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Cranks this ball to left. That sends Gardner back. It's gone! A three-run home run for Carlos Correa.
Yeah, Carlos Correa gave the Astros a big boost. 8-3 win over the Yankees in Game 4 of the ALCS. Houston now up on New York 3-1. A chance to go to the World Series. That'll be today at 4 Eastern. Rivalry Thursday score from West Knoxville, Farragut 14, Bearden 7. In college football, UCLA topped Stanford 34-16. Louisiana got up on Arkansas State 37-20. And Thursday night football in the NFL saw the Chiefs blow out the Broncos 30-6, but it came at a price. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes left the game in the second quarter with a dislocated right knee cap. An MRI has been scheduled for today. On the ice, the Preds fell to the Coyotes 5-2. And don't forget, if you could even forget, Tennessee at Tuscaloosa tomorrow to take on Alabama, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Our game day all-day coverage kicks off at 8 a.m. It's Tennessee at Alabama tomorrow at 9 Eastern right here on The Sports Animal. Add Quick Cash, your next Tennessee Cash play, for a chance to win up to $500 instantly, plus a chance to win the jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash from your Tennessee Lottery. It's 8:18. Get a check out the roads. Pete Michaels, traffic. I'm Eric Kane.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, there's a high school team over in Arkansas. You know, they always onside kick. Okay, they never punt. I don't know. I've never seen them play. I always hear people talk about it. You know, we really kind of considered that as our game plan. Just don't give them the ball.
I mean, that's a pretty good concept, is it not? Just don't let Alabama have the football, and then they won't score. It seems pretty simple to me.
That's the goal, right?
Onside kick. There's a high school team in Arkansas who onside kicks, trying to keep the ball away.
Tennessee's not going to do that, but to some extent, I do think that highlights what they probably will do. My assumption is in this game, Tennessee's going to use the same, and we've talked about this a little bit this week. A couple of weeks ago when the Colts played the Kansas City Chiefs, what did they do? They tried to limit their possessions.
Sure.
And so they tried to eat as much time off of the clock, and even if they punted the football, let's eat all the time we possibly can off of it, limit these possessions because they can score so quickly. That's going to be the game plan for Tennessee in this one, right?
That's the way I look at it. Look, here are the numbers you got to know inside Alabama. Look, you already know they're good, but Will, it's till you dig them up and actually can see them on a paper or on screen that make you go, holy moly, only one behind LSU for the NCAA lead in touchdowns scored this year. They are averaging 51 points a game. Essentially, every offensive category that leads to points per game or scoring per game, Will, they're second only behind LSU. That's why everybody's kind of licking their chops for that November showdown between LSU and Alabama. You have Tennessee, who Vegas, 9 times out of 10, has them in that 17-21 range. That's how things sometimes can get out of hand if you're not careful. And then now you're giving Alabama another reason. You're giving Alabama another reason to upset them. I'm just telling you, one of these things that they don't add up. Tennessee versus Alabama. This is an Alabama team right now who can get nasty, and you don't need to give them a reason.
No, you don't. Now, at the same time, if Tennessee walks in trying to put a chip on their player's shoulder by saying, hey, this is a team you can go beat this time, and you get beat by 38 instead of 31, is it that big of a deal, right? They tag one on the end.
No,
I did hear Lee say 9-3 against the spread is what Bama is during this 12-year span.
Yeah. My question is simply, is this, you know, they always talk about having to find a place kicker or trying to be effective on special teams. Whenever you're putting in points at this magnitude, day in and game out, why even bother? I mean, 51 points per game on the secret text. Well,
that's the one thing I would say this. When you're predicting a score for an Alabama game, don't predict a field goal. They can't kick them.
Secret text line, our friend Tyler Wyatt reminding us that Alabama only punts 2.2 times per
Good
game.
Gosh.
Only Oklahoma averages fewer punts per game.
2.2 times per game.
It's good to have the name Tyler.
Okay, if I sit over under 2.5 punts for Alabama in this game.
2.5?
Yeah.
Under.
Yeah, definitely take the under.
I'll take two.
Yeah.
I'll take two. I think Tennessee can hold Bama to 2 punts in this game. But 2.5.
But that's what we're looking at, right? And again, it's a different – this isn't that, hey, protect guys because Bama's so physical and then they're going to be beaten up with the South Carolina game. That's not really what Bama is anymore, but they are the most explosive offense that maybe I've ever seen over a couple-year period right now, especially in the Southeastern Conference, and for them to have the sustainability with it that they have, it's incredible. Tua just – and a lot of it's that they have great receivers, and Tua just hits these guys dead in their hands in stride every time. There's never a ball high. There's never a ball low. A guy never has to adjust to a football. It's just go deep, Tua puts in their hands. Crossing route, Tua puts it right on a dime. So they're always able to get yards after catch because of his ability to put the ball just straight up on a dime with them. If there's one negative thing you see with Tua, and he's talked about it himself, he tries to get it all in one play a little too often and sometimes doesn't just take what the defense gives him. So if you're looking for a way that maybe Tennessee stays in this thing longer, that's the thing that you're kind of hoping happens, is that Tua tries to get it all in one play a little bit too much. But look, Mississippi State last week, Tennessee's rushing defense and pass rush was much better than it has been at any point in time this year. But the secondary still looks suspect and guys are still running around open. Mississippi State just didn't have quarterbacks that could take advantage of that. That is not something Tennessee's going to have to worry about this in this game. So you got to kind of figure this thing out.
Just wanted to double check so I could see it. Last time Tennessee defeated Alabama, it was October 21st, 2006.
Oof.
Just to let you know, because sometimes you just want to go down memory lane. It's been 4,745 days. Add a day tomorrow, Will. We're talking 4,700 days plus.
You know, Tennessee beat Alabama. Ainge ought to stunt a little bit more than Ainge stunts. When it comes to how many times did we go back to, when's the last time Tennessee did this? Ainge was the quarterback. When's the last time Tennessee did this? Ainge was the quarterback.
Sure.
He ought to stunt a little bit more.
Chad Campbell set to join the program.
Chad, nobody stunts like Chad Campbell when he rolls up in here.
I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that get juiced over start bench cut. Every time I see Chad Campbell is just a start bench cut away from starting a conversation with you. I'll tell you. We do it on the other side next. Chad's going to tell us a little bit more. I want to compliment Chad because being the son of a stepmother who has watched her mother, watched his mother better, said, succumb to breast cancer. This month is always very important to me. It's always an emotional time throughout the year when we come across the day she passed away. It's always very emotional for me whenever her birthday comes up on the calendar. To see that Chad and his team here at Rusty Wallace Honda are giving back to the American Cancer Society the same forgive me here a little bit. I just thought about my stepmother a little bit there. Giving back to the same. I'm sorry, Will. Can you take this over a little bit?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's every Honda that they sell this week, they're going to give back to the American Cancer Society. Here at Rusty Wallace Honda, new Honda starting as low as $149 a month, and you get up to $5,000 off KBB for your trade-in at Rusty Wallace Honda.
Yeah, we come back on the other side. We're going to have Chad Campbell joining the program. We're going to start bench cut, and we're going to get you on the way to the Eric Ainge Show coming up at the top of the hour. Rusty Wallace Honda, I-75 in Callahan, the intersection of selection. You're listening to the starting lineup on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. We welcome you back to the intersection of selection. I-75 in Callahan. Rusty Wallace Honda is where you can find us. A football Friday ahead of Tennessee, Alabama. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, you'll be able to hear all the action here on your home for Tennessee football, 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West. Our team has now grown to, well, technically four, if you count Kaner back in the Budweiser studios. It is Chad Campbell joining us here on a Friday. Hey, Chad, how are we?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, your wolf pack has grown to four.
Yeah, right.
Great. Yeah. Chad, you've already told me, hey, I talk about cars all day. When y'all are here, I just want to play SBC. But I do want to ask you, you guys are doing something really cool. You are a portion of every vehicle sold this week at Rusty Wallace Honda going to go to the American Cancer Society.
Yep, incredible. And it's not just Rusty Wallace Honda either. It's Rusty Wallace Nissan. It's Rusty Wallace Chevrolet. It's Rusty Wallace Kia. It's not just here. We're trying to raise money everywhere we can.
That's awesome.
And I just made a comment about losing my stepmother. It just seems like everybody, whether it's a neighbor, a family friend, or somebody in your intermediate family, it just seems like everybody today, unfortunately, whether it's breast cancer or a different form of cancer, somebody is stricken by it. And the fact that you guys are taking October out and you guys are teaming up with the American Cancer Society just as I am, I shake your hand. It doesn't work well for radio, but thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
He actually didn't shake his hand, so just that's the, you know, it's the magic of radio.
The incredible part about all this, Will and I were just walking around back in the 6 o'clock hour. I mean, you can sit here and say, oh, man, we over 400, nearly over 400 used pre-owned Hondas. I'm going to tell you, you sit there and just look from your showroom doors looking out, and it's just acres upon acres. There's no way they can't find what you're looking for here at Rusty Wallace Honda.
Speaking of what you're looking for, just walked up Freeman Dalton. So Freeman is 80 years old, and Freeman had cancer 2 years ago, Freeman?
Oh, wow.
3 years ago. And so he's just a picture of health now walking around.
That's awesome.
Over here. Sometimes he bumps into the wall or something, gets lost over here, but we always point him back in the right direction. But Freeman, so see, there's your story. Just walked through Rusty Wallace.
That's awesome.
Works in our service department back here.
Can I tell you? See, hey, I had to put it with you.
It happens, Freeman.
I have to tip my cap to your service department because, you know, when on the Ridgeline, the first oil change I did, I didn't have time to get over here, so I just went somewhere near work. and did the oil change and the tire rotation. And the second one, I came here and did that. $50 less expensive here.
All right. There
$50 less expensive, and it took me about half an hour less time to come here versus just doing it next to the office.
Absolutely. There you go. Keep that up.
I just blown away by your service department.
And look how much better conversation you get whenever you come in here. I talked to you last time for 15 minutes.
That's
over
right.
Here, so.
I have to say, moving forward, every time we get a chance to stop by Rusty Wallace Honda, not only is it always kind of nostalgic to come up here off I-75 in Callahan because you're in North Knoxville, my part of the woods, but I have to say, anytime you get a chance to walk in here, the friendly staff always smiling. And I will have to say, if I have to get up and start a fresh batch of popcorn myself just to get the smells in, I'll do that too. Just want to let you know, it's not an SBC without some fresh popcorn. So that being said, Eric Kane, can we get into some SBC as we say hello to Chad Campbell this morning?
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary, whoops, the FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, gentlemen, a little Start, Bench, Cut here on a Friday morning. Tomorrow is Trey Parker's 50th birthday. Start, Bench, Cut, South Park, The Simpsons, or Family Guy.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Say it again.
I'll take this one, then.
You take it.
I'm going to start South Park because that is my childhood. Look, my parents told me there were a lot of things that I couldn't do growing up. I couldn't watch Beavis and Butthead. I couldn't play Mortal Kombat. So the first time that I got a chance to watch South Park without my parents knowing, felt like I was a real rebel. Then the comedic humor of Seth MacFarlane and Family Guy came along. That's where I benched them. No disrespect to the older audience out there who just still loves what The Simpsons do. I got to cut The Simpsons. I've just never found that as funny as the other two. So start South Park, bench Family Guy, cut The Simpsons.
Yeah, you know what? You're pretty close there. But I got a special tie to South Park. Yeah. My friend Gian Gonziano is the editor over there.
Really?
And he just got back in town this past week. He's been there for a long time. So I'm going to start South Park.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench The Simpsons because I did watch them some. And I'm going to cut Family Guy because I never did watch it.
All right, so I got to start The Simpsons because like South Park did the episode, Simpsons already did it. Anything in the world you could possibly do anything about, The Simpsons have done an episode on it. So to start The Simpsons, I will bench South Park. I will cut Family Guy, although I'm a Family Guy fan.
It's his chin that freaks me out.
So you guys do know that Tyler is literally calling both you guys old, Will, Chad.
That's all right.
He's
that's
that,
right.
That older audience.
Do I actually
audience,
have to use the words? I mean, why don't you put a magnifying glass over it, Kane?
One of us actually is.
Star, bench, cut, best holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna start Christmas. Family, everybody's together at Christmas. Yeah. Everybody seems like they're happy at Christmas. Even if it's just for a couple of hours, they're all happy at Christmas.
You are not kidding.
So, but everybody's happy at Christmas. I love the holidays. You get together with family. So I'm going to start Christmas. I'm going to bench Thanksgiving, although I do love me some turkey. And I'm going to cut Halloween.
Yeah, that's the correct order. You start Christmas, you bench to Thanksgiving, turkey, football, you know, and pie. What else do you need besides turkey, football, and pie? I mean, that's about all you need. And then Halloween, I'm going to have to cut Halloween.
You're going to start Christmas because what's better than a guy who comes down your chimney with reindeer to deliver gifts, all right? You're going to bench Halloween because you get candy costumes and you get all of the whole scary movie.
Overrated.
And you're going to cut Thanksgiving because you can have turkey whenever you want.
No, but it's like it takes hours.
You don't have all the gravy and
no,
stuff.
No, you don't
you
have.
You can have turkey whenever you want.
It's the fix-its.
But the
though.
Family doesn't all get together.
That's
just
right.
Any Thursday.
Best
you can have
about
turkey whenever you want.
And when can you just I could buy candy right at the Weigel's right across the street from here.
Yeah, no. But
and I'm already dressed as a vampire, so I mean, just because that's what I wear on Friday.
The cups are shaped like pumpkins.
Listen, I wear orange all year, okay?
I know, so. I'm just letting you know.
The best part of Thanksgiving is the leftover turkey sandwiches.
That's right.
Carve a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, moving
on. No one's
on.
Ever actually caught
SEC team you hate the most, start, bench, cut, Alabama, Florida, or Georgia?
Ooh, wow, that's a tough one. Alabama, Florida, or Georgia that I hate the worst. I'm going to start the one I hate the least. Is that right?
No, you're going to start the one you hate the
most. I'm going to start the one I hate the worst. All right, guess what? Alabama, I'm old enough where I still hate you the worst. And Florida, I'm going to bench you because, well, I still hate you pretty bad too. And Georgia, you know, I'm going to cut you. I just don't have a lot of feelings. South Carolina beat you last week, so good for Jake Fromm.
Look, I've shared this story before on the air, and I'm not proud of it, but we've all done things in college. I'm starting Georgia because I've actually been in a physical altercation with a grown Georgia fan 2006 before the Athens game. One of my favorite photos, I'm going to bring it into you. There's actually blood still on my Tennessee polo with the scoreboard in the background after Ainge lit up Georgia in 06. I'm starting Georgia. I came out to a 9-iron in my buddy's windshield after the 07 Florida game in Gainesville. I'm going to bench you because Florida fans, you're just, let's be real, you guys wear jean shorts and make meth. And then cut Alabama because it's Alabama.
Hey, look, I'm gonna start Alabama because have you ever driven on the interstate system? Like, I don't even want to go to Destin anymore because I got to drive through Alabama. Yes,
exactly.
It's terrible. Like, it's the same. Like, I will say this way, this year back for media days, they had at least fixed that one stretch of the interstate that's been there for so long that no one's ever worked on in 9 years of me going down there. But it's at least fixed right now. But the interstates are so terrible. I start Alabama. I will bench Florida, even though I had a vacation in Florida, so there's at least something redeemable about that. But my entire step family are Georgia people, so I want to make sure Christmas and Thanksgiving are happy for me.
You don't care about Halloween, obviously.
We're going to cut Georgia, even though Georgia fans are the physical worst to be around.
All right, last one here on a Friday morning, guys. There's some birthdays out there today. Start bench cut these birthday talents from these people, okay? Can you dunk a basketball like Brittany Griner, who turns 29 today? Swing a bat like Jonas Cespedes, who's 37 today, or it would have been 92, play guitar like Chuck Berry. Start bench cut.
Oh.
So if I could do this, I would want to learn how to play a guitar like Chuck Berry without question. I would bench being able to swing a bat like Jonas Cespedes, and if I could, I'd cut having to learn how to dunk a basketball or dunk a basketball like Brittany Griner.
So means barely dunk a basketball.
Dude, I would have said.
Is she
Shaq? No, but she can tear down the rim.
She can dunk. Yeah,
she can dunk.
Yeah, you know what? I would start Chuck Berry too if I could play.
Shred.
Yeah, I would start Chuck Berry. I think that's all day. I would bench dunking a basketball like Brittany Griner because I can't even touch the net.
There you go.
So, if I stand on a stool and start to fall forward, I can swipe the net a little bit.
Yeah, but Chad Cespedes, 2-time home run derby champion. Guy can swing a stick.
Yeah.
And he hits that ball to the next county.
But I can't even say his name. Though. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to cut him.
Okay.
Yeah, I will start guitar like Chuck Berry. I will bench dunk like Brittany Griner. I will cut Jonas Cespedes in baseball because I'll be real. I don't want to watch most baseball games. So I don't think I want to watch 162 if I'm getting paid to watch 162. So that's just not a baseball guy. I would have basketball. It's over quicker. Let's get this thing moving.
Watch me tear down the roof.
That's right.
Boom.
Also, if I could dunk, let me just go ahead and tell you, I would constantly dunk on all of you. Just so you know, I would just pay Jay to walk around with the basketball goal behind everybody, and I would just run up and dunk on
posterize
random
everybody.
Unsuspecting Boom. People for no good reason.
I'm constantly walking around covering up the cup area anyway, so I'd be ready for a block or a charge here. You have to question that every day. Throughout the weekend, Tennessee, Alabama, look, you guys, you're going to be able to see the glowing Honda sign here off I-75 in Callahan with a 9 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night against Alabama, Chad.
Yeah, you know what? We may be able, after we close tomorrow night, to drive down to the Alabama game. It starts so late, and we catch up an hour down there, maybe.
Goodness
but
knows.
We'll be here late tomorrow night. We'll be here on Monday. We'll be here all around. So you just come by, and you visit us, and you visit our friendly staff, and you'll be glad you did.
Trinity at Grace tonight. Big game, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, homecoming. So there you go. So it's our second home game of the year.
Talking about backloaded, yeah?
Yeah, it's backloaded. Next three games are all three home games. So
you let me know when you've added up the odometer how many times you guys have traveled this year, yeah?
Yeah, I can. I've had to trade between the time we started and now. So
Chad Campbell, Rusty Wallace Honda. Chad, thank you again, as always, for having us out here. And again, you can score up to over $5,000 Kelley Blue Book on your trade, and you can take advantage, Will, of nearly 400 new Hondas and the largest pre-owned selection in the entire area. Why do they call it the intersection of selection? What more do you need to know about Rusty Wallace Honda?
This isn't just a sales thing. Like, I have actually done this. You can get up to $5,000 above KBB for your trade. If you're upside down in your car but you know you need to get a new vehicle or get out from under what you have right now, this is a great time to do it. Rusty Wallace Honda.
All right, we come back on the other side. We will cross over Eric Haynes' show with Brian Rice. You're listening to 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Play action. Moore steps up. Moore floats it upstairs and drops it in the bucket. Tyreek Hill down the right sideline for the touchdown.
All right, Thursday Night Football in the NFL. Saw the Chiefs blow out the Broncos 30-6, but it came to a price. Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes left the game in the second quarter with a dislocated right kneecap. An MRI has been scheduled for today. That audio you just heard of Westwood One, courtesy of Westwood One, from Ian Eagle on the call. That was Matt Moore to Tyreek Hill. In college football, UCLA topped Stanford 34-16. Louisiana beat up on Arkansas State 37-20. Rivalry Thursday in West Knoxville had Bearden falling to Farragut 14-7. The Astros got a big boost from Carlos Correa and an 8-3 win over the Yankees in Game 4 of the ALCS.
Cranks this one to left. That sends Gardner back. It's gone! A three-run home run for Carlos Correa.
The call there from SF1. Houston now up 3-1 with a chance to head of the World Series today at 4 Eastern. Scare yourself silly with Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. A chance to win $75,000. Play today at a Tennessee Lottery retailer near you. 8:48, get a check of the roads of Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
Crossover time. Starting lineup, set to say goodbye.
Tom Tunnell rocking the Idaho Vandals jacket. That's awesome.
I will say you right now, anytime I can get an Idaho Vandals reference in,
yeah,
especially in my old NCAA football
days.
I used
to love to play them in NCAA football.
Are you kidding me? Dynasty. Road to glory.
And that weird little dome that they had.
Exactly.
That they were in. Yeah.
You kidding me? Kilby Shoes. That was always my created names player, Kilby Shoes. Kilby Shoes used to win the Heisman four consecutive years for the Idaho Vandals.
Punch Rathbone did as well for the Idaho Vandals. And well, the Old West household.
Of course, you know, whenever he transferred from Lunch Meat University, he ends up passing all the records up at Idaho University.
Right.
Real quick, let's go ahead and revisit it. Tennessee, Alabama, one final time. Look, this is a Volunteers team. Just get past the Bama game tomorrow. Then you've got five games to go. You have five games against Carolina, against UAB, against Kentucky, Missouri, and Vanderbilt, and you have a chance to right your season. A great victory last week against Mississippi State. But Bama is what Bama is. We've talked about the numbers throughout the morning. It is what it is. The third Saturday in October right now, unfortunately, is going to continue to be one-sided.
Yes, this is. I think it's going to be 56-13 is the final score. My final score prediction, yours is?
If 34, give me quick math here. I'll go 55-10. I like 55-10, and they cover. I like Bama to cover big here. I don't even think it's close. I think the comments that that Stuart Mandel this morning retweeted, the comments that were made by Molly McGrath is going to talk about tomorrow during the 9 o'clock ESPN telecast.
It'll be interesting if she says, like, again, she said it was on the record conversations. The Tennessee players said this, and for the people out there saying it's not true, the coach virtually said the same thing Monday. So this is clearly the message Tennessee's been telling themselves behind the scenes. You got to do what you got to do to try to put a chip on your shoulder and try to go get this dub.
Eric Gaines Show, Brian Rice. It's coming up next. Big thank you again to Chad Campbell and the team here at Rusty Wallace Honda. We step aside
as
now.
As low as $149 a month, you can get a new Honda and up to $5,000 above KBB at Rusty Wallace Honda.
Now, lots to get into now as we hand things over to the EA Show. We continue throughout your afternoon. Remember, game day all day beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for that 9 o'clock kickoff here on Sports Radio WNML.
It's football time in Tennessee.